Blog Talk Radio.
If you're going to have a breakthrough, if you're going to have that moment where everything changes, I mean, it's not BS, it's where everything shifts. It's not 10 years to change your life. That's what people say. It's that moment. The moment you say, I do, or it's over, or I love you, or let's begin. And that moment happens and then becomes real when you have a strategy that really works.
One of the things that you have to do is just decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. Don't allow anyone to tell you that what you are dreaming for yourself and your family is not possible. It is possible. Don't be one of those people 20 years from now are going to be walking around in a 9-to-5 job, miserable and angry and bitter.
Ambition is a moral imperative. To be a good person, you have to have ambition. You have to try to do something good with your life. You have to try to get out of where you are today or make where you are a better place tomorrow. You have to, or anything else is a waste.
You really have to believe in yourself when no one else believes in you.
When we feel like we're not enough, we chase external validation and external objects to try to tell us we're enough. You are enough.
It's not what we get that makes us happy, it's who we become and what we're able to give because we become more. First step is you got to have a vision. A vision for what it is you really, truly want. Not what you think you want or what you should have. A vision is about what you're here to create. A vision that really works is one that excites you. It has to be a compelling vision. It's got to have something that has the power to pull you, not something you have to push yourself to do.
Each person invented himself for whatever reason, through whatever circumstance, through whatever he has gone through, that we are each a figment of our own imagination.
Your problem is you think you can have an average mindset and get to the next level. Like for real, you got a basic mindset and you think with that basic mindset you're going to be great.
Luck plays a very important part in how successful you are, but the harder you work and the longer you work, the luckier you're going to be.
In complete darkness, we are all the same. It is only our knowledge and wisdom that separates us. Don't let your eyes deceive you.
My dad, he was completely wasted. He was tanked.
tried. And I let him. Went off the road. Hit a tree. I made it. He didn't.
It takes courage to let things go. Things that hurt you. Things that wounded you. Things that made you bleed. Things that suffer where you suffered loss. Promotions you didn't get. Houses you lost. Men who left. Women who betrayed you. It takes courage to let it go. You have to have enough faith to believe that what is in front of you is greater than what was behind you. If you don't learn how to forgive, you cannot live. You cannot thrive. You cannot move forward. And you will always suffer. You will always suffer. But if that thing is still living in your head, it's going to still be living in your life. If you're still bitter in your head, you're going to be bitter in your life. You got to determine, do you want to embrace your destiny or do you want to flutter on the ground in your history? This is a decision only you can make. You will have to make a decision. If you want more in the second half of your life than what you had in the first half of your life, then you're going to have to let the first half go. Sometimes your history determines the fierceness with which you fight against what is in front of you. What I'm trying to tell you, beloved, is that you can have a new year, but it don't mean jack diddly if you don't have a new mind.
Every moment is beautiful. This is beautiful right now on your couch. Whatever it is, it's a beautiful moment. Be fully present to it. Have no guilt about it. That's the other thing, right? We're carrying old from the past, projecting in the future, or feeling guilty about now. I would say that guilt is the biggest, ugliest, most damaging sin of all. Guilt, because you carry it into the moment. You can't even enjoy this moment because you feel guilty about it. The problem is that when you're looking back, when you're constantly doing this, you're looking back, you have no energy to be available for the moment. And each moment offers its present, its gift. And if your eyes are busy, distracted with what used to be, or what could be, then everything that is slips by you.
Stop wasting your weapons on what people say, because it is not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you. To the future and still think in my past. I cannot let the rumors and the stain of what they said about me destroy my opportunity.
We have control of our minute, our hour, our day, our week, our month, and our year.
Every day when you wake up, you got two options. You can look at the clock and hit the snooze. You can look at that snooze button, boom. You can hit the snooze button and go back to bed. That's right, and do what? And dream. That's right, you can go back to sleep and dream.
You could go and start again. someplace new. You could go and start your life again. The day before something is truly a breakthrough, it's a crazy idea. If you really stop and you make the list of what is stopping you, you can knock them down. Ultimately, the thing that stops you is your mindset. The best way to predict the future is to invent it yourself. What is it that gets you up in the morning and it gets you excited? What do you want to do as a kid? How would you really go and make an impact on the world? The question is, what do you want to do?
Our minds possess powers we have not even begun to tap into. This is difficult, however, in a culture that emphasizes material means, technology, money, connections, as the answer to everything. We place unnecessary limits on what the mind can accomplish, and that becomes our reality.
We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out.
If you're scared, that is the thing you need to do. Fear is the indicator of the next thing. It is the green light, not the red light. It's not the caution light. Switch your thinking to say, if I'm scared, I need to do it.
Be realistic, be patient. The second tip that I would definitely want people to understand is that you are in control of what happens.
Light will shine so I got a simple question for you. Here's the question. Do you believe that one day you're not going to live in the world that was given to you? That's right. But you are going to actually live in the world that you dream of. You got to make every single second count. You got to go in the future and see it, baby. And you got to come back in the present. And you got to take that big goal, that big dream, that big reality. That's what I'm saying. You got to take that big reality. And we got to take small steps to make it manageable, to making your dreams become a reality. Think big, dream big, but start small. That's right. Start small. Remember what I told you. Start where you are with what you have, because what you have is plenty.
That the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
You don't have to personally be perfect. Are you hearing me? There are those of you right now, you should have cut a CD. You should have wrote a book. You should have got in school and got that degree. You should have started your own business. There's so many things you should have done. You should have done, but you didn't do it because you're scared. You believe that you said scared of what? I ain't scared. You aren't scared. You are scared. You're scared of failure. You're scared to make a mistake. You're scared that you're not perfect. And I'm telling you today, you ain't got to be perfect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't have to be perfect to get what you want, to do what you want, to have what you want, to be what you want. You don't have to be perfect. It's a lie.
There will never be a point in your time, in your life, where it's the right time to do a great thing. If you're waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation. That a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you have. When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game? There are things that you think you'll never need to know, that you may only need to know one time in your life, but that could save your life because you had that knowledge. Unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talked yourself out of it? You're waiting on your next door neighbor to make it happen for you. It may not happen. If you're waiting on your mother or your father, they may be so ancient in their thinking that they don't understand this opportunity that you have. And if you're waiting on them, it may never get done. You don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You don't beg good people to be phenomenal. You just are phenomenal and you will attract phenomenal. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason. If you're not where you are, if you're not where you want to be, if you don't have what you want to have, if you're not where you think you should be at this particular place, it has nothing to do with the system, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're not making the sacrifice. I want you to make that dream become a reality, because if you don't, you will be working for somebody else to make their dreams become a reality.
Question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day.
When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong? You will never, ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your pride, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level. But it calls on everything in you. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself.
I mean that what you did last week don't count. Today is the only important day. There are 86,400 seconds in a day, and how you use those are critical. You got 86,400 today, and what you do today is going to cement who you are. Nobody's going to talk about what you did last week. You have this opportunity of a lifetime. It means absolutely nothing if you don't take advantage of it in the lifetime of this opportunity.
I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, see, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no.
When you die, die on E. Leave no dream left behind, God. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me, you're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you got to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.
Thank you.
you been? Why are you here? And where are you going? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Why are you here? What brought you here? Investing the time, the money. What brought you here? What decisions are you making right now as you look into the future? Where are you going with your life?
I don't care how hard you fail. I don't care how many times you fail the test. I don't care if nobody don't believe in you. It only takes you believing in yourself to get this thing done. As long as you believe in you, you got the right mindset, you got the right attitude, you can have whatever you like. But if you fall, I need you to fall forward. I need you to fail forward.
Now, are there going to be some moments when you want to give up? Yes. Will there be some moments when it's going to seem like it's impossible? The pain that you're experiencing, the disappointment that you're experiencing, that you're going to say, it's not worth it? Yes, that's going to be right there for you. It's going to be in your face telling you to go back.
But don't let the distractions distract you, all right? You got to keep moving. Don't stop.
Separate what you do from who you are. That's what the guilt trap is about. All of us have made some mistakes in life. All of us have done some things that if we had them to do over again, we wouldn't do it again. A lot of things that if I had it to do over again, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done it differently. Well, it didn't happen that way. A lot of us, because of our limited vision of ourselves, a lot of us who begin to focus on problems and enable them to overwhelm us, we begin to think that we have no options. We begin to believe that there's no way out. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And I'm saying that the fact that you're still here, that you're still breathing, you've got some more work, and you owe it to yourself. So when you get up in the morning, that you can look yourself in the face and say, hey, I'm living my life on my terms.
But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Pretend that everything's okay when it's not, and you go home and lay in your bed when no one's looking at you, when you don't have to impress anybody, and fear comes in. You know the fear that you have as soon as you walk into the doors of your house. Maybe it's a broken home. Maybe you have doubt in your life. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future, and it scares you. Maybe you're worried about what people think of you, what people say about you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
Right now, you're at the worst place in your life that you've ever been. I believe that this is your beginning, but this doesn't have to be your end. That just because you are currently here, this is your present circumstances, that life don't have to end for you right now.
What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again?
Your why. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why. Yes, we're tired. Yes, we're hungry. Yes, the mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But we cannot quit because we realize we have not reached the goal yet. This is not what I said I was going to do. This is what I talked about. This is not the goal. This is not what I dreamed about. This is not what it looks like.
I will try 100 times to get up. And if I fail 100 times, If I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No.
So I need you to believe.
But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up.
You can decide that you're going to stand up to life.
And it's not the end until you've given up. There's still hope.
You're going to work through this. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. You're going to have, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong. I use the pain to push me to greatness. And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. There is still time. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, as long as you can wake up in the morning,
it matters how you're going to finish. And you will find that strength to get back up.
If you're still in the game, which means if you're in the game and there's still time in the game, still time left in the game, you can still win the game.
You can't afford not to be you. You can't afford just to go to work so you can get a check. You cannot.